And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We're listening to Grillin' Guys, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I have a guest in the studio, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. And we were talking a little bit about scents and things on the last segment. We're gonna hit the trees, and let's talk about some tree stands, some blinds and things. And then, but Bob's got his finger up at me, his index finger, so that means he wants to talk. Here you go.
I just wanted to remind people to go to our website, thegrillinguys.com. And on the top corner, you'll see a headset. You can sign up for the podcast. It's free. We have lots of people downloading. And then, of course, our sponsors like Allen Bob's are over to the right. When you click on that, it'll generally take you to their current sale page. And it's a really nice way to find these great products that we talk about on the show. Yep. And we all want to support the businesses that are supporting our love, right? And we love grilling and we love hunting. And so we want to keep the money in our community.
Absolutely. So, Merle, let's talk a little bit about blinds and tree stands. Let's go up the tree first. What's new and what's exciting out there?
The newest and exciting is, it's not new for me, but I've been doing it for quite a while, is saddle hunting. You know, so, you know, it's really taken off. We carry two different types of saddles at the store. And with saddles, and you talk about, you know, we talked about, you know, a little bit about getting busted, getting winded and things like that. A lot of people, that happens to in a tree stand too, because they are exposed a little bit more. They're sitting out from the tree, so they look like a human in a tree, right?
Well, not only that, if they get busted there once, don't go back there for a day or two.
Right.
You have to have a bunch of different places to hunt.
Right.
So if you're going to buy another stand, I would strongly recommend you listen to this man, because he got up in his, did a demo for me in the store, and it was
so cool.
So
I've not seen one. So explain, give me the theory behind these things.
Well, one of the things is you don't have to have multiple tree stands. So, you know, you shouldn't hunt your stands really more than once a week, in my opinion. You start patterning yourself to the deer, you know, and it gets worse and worse. So you know, with a saddle, all you have to have is a way up the tree. With a saddle, it's similar to an arborist saddle where you're sitting in it, but you have to have something to put your feet against.
So you need so what you'd buy multiples of is climbing sticks.
Right.
That'd be
climbing
the best
sticks.
Way.
So I have, you know, roughly 8 sets of climbing sticks set right now, you know, so I prep the trees ahead of time. I put the climbing sticks up so I can jump from one to the other without the hassle of putting a tree stand up. You wear your saddle out. It's like an arborist saddle. You go up the tree, you put a tree rope around the tree, and you hang from the saddle.
So is it a saddle? Are you sitting on like a swing seat?
It looks like a diaper.
It's very similar to a swing seat.
Okay.
It looks similar to a diaper. There's one panel saddle that's made out of one cloth panel. Now these have webbing straps that are, you know, rated to, you know, 5,000 pounds and all that.
And they're pretty comfortable too, aren't they?
Oh yeah. There's two panel saddles too, but I typically will do all day sets in, you know, the end of October through the rut time. And I can sit in one of these saddles all day, you know.
So your legs aren't going to sleep. It's not, is it between your legs or is it under your butt and behind your legs?
It's under your butt and kind of behind your legs. You can, the single paddle saddles have a little bit more tendency to ride up, just because of the way you are in the tree and how you're hanging from a 45 degree angle, they'll pull up on you. We also sell a two-panel saddle that's mostly a webbing strap that is more comfortable. So you can adjust that wherever you want to, down as far as you want on your legs, up as far as you want on your back on the top panel to make it comfortable for you. I will say that those are the most comfortable saddles that have been built.
But here's the cool thing. You can move around the tree because you don't know where the deer are going to always come from.
Well, absolutely. From behind. They do that all the time.
So you can, when you see them coming, you can very quietly just move with your feet, move around
so
the tree.
So are your feet on like the branch below
pegs.
You generally?
So,
or?
So you're in a tree stand, you're sitting on one side of the tree on a tree platform.
Right.
With a saddle, what you do is you put 4 tree steps around the tree where your feet are,
and you move around to them.
So you're going to be roughly your tethered strap is going to be around the tree about 5 feet above these tree steps. And then you can, just by shifting your weight, putting pressure on a foot, you'll swivel around the tree.
So the
back
best...
and forth. So you can do 360 around the tree. If you've got deer coming from behind you and you have, you're between the deer and the tree and you know they're coming behind you, you can silently, no noise, shift to the other back side of the tree. Use
and
that
ladder
tree for
stands
a bumper.
Always have noise.
Right.
So the best
all
thing,
tree stands
the
have
best
noise.
Thing to say about it is go to Allen Bob's and let them demo it for you, because you have a wonderful display. But you also have other types of blinds and a few things that people need to take in the trees. And I'm just thinking safety straps are one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're on a tree stand, you know, you got to have safety harness for sure.
Yep.
And, you know, there's multiple tree accessories. Whether you have a saddle or a tree stand, you're going to want a bow holder, you know. So,
oh, good idea.
Bow or gun holder. You know, there's accessory straps that have multiple hooks on them. That's what I use. That's the easiest thing to use, because then you don't have to screw in a bunch of different hooks and things like that to hold your backpack and things like that, because you do, in my opinion, need a backpack to hold your calls and different things. But, you know, there are accessory straps that you can use for that. They have multiple hooks. You can hang anything you want to on there. You got to have that backpack, like I said. You got to have a bow holder. And then whatever else you like, you know. So, you know, it all depends on how long you're going to stay out there and what you need out there. You know, so anything where you think you're going to be for a day and what you need for a day, you
so,
need those
so
things.
With a saddle, climbing stands dying off?
Climbing stands aren't near as popular as they once were. Right. You're very limited to the tree that you can go up in. Usually that tree is bare. So when
telephone
you have
poles
no,
are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're up there, you stick out. Yeah. You got no background. You got nothing to
you
to
have nothing to cut for cover.
Right.
Exactly. You know, so lock-on stands are by far the most popular with hunters now, and saddles are strongly gaining ground on them.
So you said I wear the saddle into the tree, so does it double as my harness?
Yeah, you don't need a harness. That's the thing with a saddle. It is your harness. It is your safety
but
harness.
But you can still use a climbing strap when you're climbing on the sticks.
Right.
I'm
it's got a lineman's harness with the saddle, so you as you're climbing up, you're locked in. As you get up there, you would attach your tree rope, your tether that's going to hold you up, hooked to your bridge on your harness, and or on your saddle, and you can almost flip upside down in these things, Jop, because they are so safe. You can't come out
two
of them.
Two things made him nervous. You said tether.
right.
The last one I had was uncomfortable. I couldn't get my socks on. Yeah. But no, anyway, I've never had one. But anyway, because it's just interesting to me that you can this new technology. Now, you sit there all day and you're going to shoot out of this thing too.
Right.
So you can position yourself, and because it's fabric, it doesn't make any noise.
It's more comfortable than sitting on a seat.
Right.
Because they're metal seats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The only if you think about tying a rope around a tree, then pulling on that rope and then doing a circle around the tree. That's as much noise as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right. So do you have to choose the tree that you've got no branches all the way around? Or
branches are better.
Branches are better.
Yeah, branches. You can get up in almost any tree that's safe and big enough for you to get up to hold your weight, right?
Right.
You know, and it can be on different angles. It can be, you know, you can have a tree, go up a tree that goes off a 45-degree angle, then back straight up again. If you can get up in it, you can hunt out of it with a saddle.
Nice.
You know, so
that's
the beautiful part
too?
Of it. We sell several different climbing sticks, the lightweight aluminum, three section,
I was just
going to
ask you if you have any lightweights, because mine are old and heavy,
like
me.
Right, and you know the old,
there might be a correlation there.
The old and heavy we carry too, you know, and those aren't bad if you're putting them up and you're keeping them out all season.
Yeah.
You're doing several different trees.
Right.
But you want portability. You're going someplace new hunting.
But if you're going deep in, you don't
want
to carry
something
50
light.
Pounds extra.
Yeah, you can do a four section lightweight climbing stick and get up there 20 feet with a saddle. You don't have to get near as high without, because you can conceal yourself.
Merle Shoemaker, Allen Bob Sports, Sportsman's Serving Sportsman. I said it right this time.
68th Street, 131, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. If you've not been there, this is an incredible place. You got to get down there.
Well, you'll also see Millbrook Tack. Don't forget the horse gals, because if you're a single bow hunter or a hunter, you need to go in there, because let me tell you, they got some fine little fillies and they're all single down there. And there's cowgirls with cowgirls.
I don't know
boots.
About that, Bob. You don't need to be selling them out. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Merle, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Barbecue Bob, we're going to go have a little fun. And if you get up in the tree, be safe. We'll talk with you next week.